to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Jeff Hathorn joins us in studio. And he just told us, Bob, a very interesting little tidbit. Ben Cherington talking randomly at 4 o'clock, or what's happening here?
He was requested by a number of us just because of Jared Jones news and some of the other things that have happened. And I think you guys were talking about this last segment. How about Hank? Hank's starting to play. Still not the power.
Ride him.
I mean, you need power, but defensively, he's your best catcher.
He's really come on big time. Now, if he can only do that offensively, but the only way is just keep playing him. But
you've been pounding that drum, Bob, and I admire you for that.
They have this weird thing, though, with DH, because they want to give Reynolds a day off his feet. They've got Canario, who's hitting well. You've got Joey Bart, who, when he's not catching, you kind of want to have his bat in the lineup.
But yes, he needs more hitting power. What does he have? One, two home runs?
One. He has fewer home runs than Jared Triolo.
Yeah. See that? I mean, you need a little pop, whether it's him or Davis behind the plate. You got to have somebody who's going to hit some home runs.
Davis has to play. I agree with Bob. Do you agree with that, Jeff?
I agree.
I felt good for him yesterday, because the one thing I would never say about him is that he ain't trying. I mean, the guy puts
same with Bart.
A thousand percent effort into this.
Those two both are first there, last to leave.
Yeah.
And they work so hard. I'm actually a little encouraged by Horwitz. I like the swing.
Seems to give a professional at bat, yes.
His footwork at first base, it's so noticeable when you have someone that knows how to play first base as opposed to what we've seen for the most part except for Santana at first.
And then you add Gonzalez to the mix, and at least it gets a little more interesting, right? I mean, I think you win with stars, so I want offensive stars, but
it's not to excuse what they didn't do in the offseason.
Oh, my God, no. And the season is essentially over, but it could get more interesting.
And you know what? I'm excited to see Burrows. I'm glad, let's stop this trial at the major league level. Send him down and let him work on being a starting pitcher.
Yeah.
Burrows has been better than Bubba this month.
Mm.
So give him a chance, see what he's got. And I think it would be a crime to lose a year of Bubba Chandler when you could have waited a week or two. Like, at this point, make sure that you save that year of control with Bubba Chandler, because what are you playing for? Like, you'd rather have that on the back end when hopefully your team is better.
Yeah, the only problem with that, as I see, is if you're Bubba Chandler, you're saying, okay, now they're playing games with my career.
I get
your point. I know. But you know what I would say? What do I have to do to get up here? And to me, I don't think that's a fair assessment of what he's been able to. You know, he should be by rights.
Can you still bring him up in September, Jeff, and preserve that year?
I mean, you could probably bring him up by the middle of June and preserve that.
Well, then that's
whatever. I get all that,
but it's not a concrete date. Like, it slides, so it's hard for them.
Yeah, so make sure of it.
So
at this
make
point.
Sure.
I agree with you.
I think that would be a bigger crime than bringing him up right now.
Limits? Do you agree with Jeff there? You're never afraid to say when you don't.
No, I fully agree with Jeff. Like, I am somebody who was kind of discussing this a little bit last year with Jared Jones. Like, Jones deserved to be, and this is injury aside, Jones deserved to be up here at the start of last year. But you also do lose another full year of service, which you also lost with Skeens by not having him here day one, even though he won the Rookie of the Year. So, yeah, I would wait a little bit longer with Chandler, especially because they're out of it. Bring him up on June 12th or June 15th, right around that Super 2 deadline, and make sure you get that extra year of not arbitration, of club control. Talking what? $750,000 compared to a couple more million with him? I mean, I know might be pinching pennies, but
Jeff, I said this to Joe and Austin earlier. I went back last night and had some time. I was just going back over games I thought they could have won with the pitching they've received. And if you had, they average, I think, 2.94 runs per game right now. That's just very low. It's one of the lowest in franchise. It may be the lowest. But there are games that even with a run or two more, they would have 12 more wins. I counted 12 legitimate games that they should have won, which would make them a 29-21 team, which is why I think a lot of us thought going into the season, you got the pitching, just get some hitting, and they got no hitting.
No, yeah, they didn't. They got guys in Pham and Frazier that are end of the bench guys that can fill in here and there, that could be a good pinch hit option, that could be defensive substitutions, but not guys that you want to roll out there every day.
No, or any day in Pham's case.
And,
right?
And to Kelly's credit, Canario started over Pham most of the time since Kelly's been manager.
Yeah. And there may be something there, I don't know, with Canario. But it's time for the Pham experiment to end, I think.
I mean, to his credit, he had two hits and made a nice throw to the cutoff yesterday to get a runner at home.
Yeah.
So that's great. And if you see that once a week, like, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's
maybe somebody on a contending team could use him and Frazier. It's time for them to play young guys and experimental guys on this team.
Every good Heaney start, it's like, okay.
How about Falter, how good he's been in this month?
Wow, has he
been
good.
Better than Skeens, and that's saying something.
And he's a guy, and maybe there's a lesson there too. He's a guy who throws 92.
But he knows how to hit. He knows how to pitch.
And you don't have to. He doesn't have to destroy his arm. He locates. And he has a delivery that is deceptive, which helps.
I know you were involved with what happened when they announced this Jared Jones thing, but they never did call it Tommy John, did they? I was looking for some clarification on that.
They're very clear about that.
It's not Tommy John?
That it's a little different, that it involves more the forearm than Tommy John. I don't know.
But he's still out for a year.
He's still out for a year.
At least, I would estimate.
I think Todd Tomczyk, the director of sports medicine, was able to clear up. I think people's mentality is, why didn't the Pirates have surgery earlier?
What did
it's
he
his
say?
Call.
Whose call?
It's Jared Jones's call.
Yeah, ultimately it is. You're right about that.
And he was saying, when we came to him, when this happened in March, we sat down and talked, and mentally, he didn't want to have surgery. He thought, he's different. He could be the guy that can work through rehab, and it's not.
But somebody had to have given him an option of rehab, too.
A surgery. You mean?
Well, no. Somebody had to have said to him, if you don't have surgery, then rehab might be it. Why would he do rehab then?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
They went through the process like, hey, maybe you're that one in a million, that it isn't what we all think it is.
Yeah.
And so they supported him. They worked out a plan. They went through rehab. And then finally, when he did that long toss last week, it was like he came to the realization. But the Pirates, you can't force a player to have surgery.
But you can give him all the options he needs and your recommendation.
Right. And they said there's a mental component. Like, he's got to get to the point where it's like, all right, I'm on board with this, and then I'm going to attack, after this surgery.
So did he have some subsequent problems on his rehab journey?
A few days ago.
Yeah.
He felt that pain, and he I'm putting words in his mouth, but he kind of threw his hands up and went, all right. We got to do
that's a shame, because I was really just imagine him and Chandler, and you still could have that down the road with these guys. That I mean, there is no excuse for now not going out and doing whatever you can to bring the hitting aspect up. Spend as whatever you got to spend, because are there answers in their organization? I don't know.
One that I would love to see fast tracked.
Termar.
Connor Griffin.
Termar
is starting. He's starting to hit at Altoona. You know,
he's hitting
his OPS is over 800.
But Griffin is a unique person. It looks like to me.
Griffin looks like he's 25 physically.
Mm.
Like he's just.
It would be nice just to have one guy finally, an offensive guy who just skyrockets through the organization.
I'd love to see him skip High A and go right to Altoona and see what he could do there.
What do you want to ask Charrington today, Jeff? Most of all, what's on the top of your mind?
I think there's one of them is, why Burrow's over Bubba? Because I think a lot of people have that in their mind. How are you handling trade deadline? When could moves be made? Think of that way to ask, how do you feel about the security of your own job to be able to, it's a weird situation. He's going to be making potentially moves that impact the future for years to come. So there's some trust there, but if you know you're not going to be the guy, like I have to figure out, you guys know what I'm saying, like how to word that to ask him, because this is a weird situation they're in.
Very. Limits, I wouldn't think of leaving you out of this conversation.
What would you ask him, Austin?
What would I ask Ben Charrington right now? I would ask him,
what's taking so long with Tommy Pham? Why is he still on the team? Honestly, I would ask him that question. Like, what is the purpose of that? Can you admit that you failed? Even if he gets hot
would
now?
Would you like to see the young catcher get a run?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, another thing I would ask him is, in regards to Nutting's comments to Mackey on, I didn't feel after 38 games that this was the right time to blow it up. How does he take that? And I'm curious Charrington's thoughts on what has happened since then and just overall if that's a statement from Nutting towards him, if he views it that way. I don't know the best way to phrase that.
No, I get what you're saying.
But
I don't.
I think it's a fair question. You don't understand what I'm saying, Joe?
I do. I do. Jeff, how would you answer that?
No, I think there's, I think that's a legit question.
Do you have to go, Jeff?
In about 2 minutes.
Okay. Bob, final question
we've
for
got
Jeff.
We've got a Zoom with one of the new Pitt basketball players.
Oh. Interesting.
There you go. Yeah. No, my thing is just Henry Davis. I just think he needs to play. He's shown so much growth defensively. I mean, you'll watch him and see the difference that he was when he first came here. And I understand that Bart is still a good player for them. But I would ask Ben, how do you treat the rest of this year? You are legitimately not going to be in contention for anything. You would have been had you got some hitting in the offseason. I throw that in as a little caveat. But I'd say, how do you treat this? Is it more developing a core that you need to see offensively specifically? And if so, does that mean sitting guys like Andrew McCutchen more?
I think we're seeing the answer to that by Canario and some of these other young guys playing. But he's not going to get out and say that because that room's going to – even though there's a reality there, they're going to be like, what?
Well, I understand that, but I think how he answers it is important for people who follow this team to hear. I mean, are you just going to continue to play veteran guys who, because they're veterans and because they signed for $4 million, you're going to just defer to them?
I would think, assuming Gonzalez's hand is going to be okay, because you guys heard his first rehab game back, he got hit on the hand.
I did not hear that. Yeah, no.
I heard that, and I was like, of all things.
Oh, my God.
So he didn't play yesterday, and they were going to reassess how his grip was today.
But
you would think that he's going to be the second baseman and
for
Frazier
a while
will sit
I am taking note of Termar. I think he's going to get a call soon, and then you're one call away. I'm not thinking it's gonna happen, like, you know,
they have so many
in
those
a couple
guys.
Months
I mean, like,
but he's a guy that you drafted.
York, Cook, all these guys.
Termar is a guy you drafted to be a middle of the order hitter. And on this team, if you hit .210, you're a middle of the order hitter. He could be up next week,
and
Jeff.
Then let's be real. If you're a first round pick, you get different treatment.
Sure. And
others.
He's starting to hit. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, boys.
All right, Jeff. Have a good Zoom.
Bob, he gets nicer every week, doesn't he?
He's the best. He goes everywhere. He's got an engine that does not shut off. I'm serious.
Is he nicer than Jerry DePaula or no?
No.
No, he said no.
Equally as nice.
Yeah.
I like nice people.
So do I. I don't think I am one limits, especially you'll agree with that today, but.
You are.
No, I think you are for the most part, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty nice. Bob, what did you think of Henry Davis yesterday? My emotion was, man, I feel good for this kid to have a good day, you know?
Yes. I mean, I'm rooting for him only because he's a 1-1 pick. If the Pirates are to have any, you know, success moving forward, it's the offense that has to kick it into high gear, and it's not shown that. So he would be the number one reason that I would play him a lot here. If it's not everyday catching, it's going to be DH once in a while, move on. I just got to get his bat to go, and I want to see what it can be. Maybe it's just a matter of more and more repetition up here. So, and that's taking nothing away from Joey Bart, who's been good too. Need more power from all those guys. But you got to figure out ways to springboard some of these guys.
Yeah. I agree with that. And you've been right. I think you've been right about him all along.
I don't know if I'm right about him, but I'm right. I think,
I know. Right about you have to play him every day to find out
right.
about him.
You can't do him once every four days and try to come up with a conclusion.
News out of Detroit today. Aiden Hutchinson is officially and fully cleared. And Bob, I mean, that's their Miles Garrett, TJ Watt, Bruce Smith guy. I mean, I think he makes a difference.
He made a big difference last year when he wasn't around for all those games, especially in the postseason. So,
for sure. All right, we'll wrap it up next. Bob, it's been a very enjoyable day, hasn't it, Ben?
It really has. A lot of different things, and we didn't spend a whole bunch of time talking about too much of the pirate issues up until now, but I think there's other stuff out there. I still think, so I ask you, do you think the Knicks can rebound from this crushing loss last
Man,
night?
Man,
you watched it.
Honestly, no, in the long run.
It's the only game. You had a stat, but did you throw it out before about how many teams have had a lead of 14 points or more with 2 minutes left in a game?
Yeah,
no one's ever won that. No one's ever come back. They were the first to do it.
Teams were 970-0. And then we have hockey happening right now. And I don't know if Connor McDavid is ever going to win a Stanley Cup.
I wouldn't rule them out after last night. Last night was kind of a weird third period. They got three power plays and they scored on all of them, Dallas. They're good for them. But
McDavid is no Mikael Granlund, I'll tell you that.
How about him? You're seeing the kind of Mikael Granlund who was a former first-round pick, not the one the Penguins acquired here, and he really didn't have, you know, a role. People wanted him out of town. Okay, fine, but the guy can shoot. He's had some laser beam shots.
He's been better than Erik Karlsson since they were in the same trade together.
By far.
Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue. This deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go. This deal legit. Taco to go. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go. $2.99.
Bob, what do you think of the Bills being the next Hard Knocks team? Are you glad it's out of the AFC North? Did you watch that show? Did you like that show?
I was watching specifically the in-season stuff, and I thought it got a little bit old.
Yeah.
I think, again, you could ruin a good thing by doing too much of it.
Or not doing it the way you used to do it, which is you used to have a little bit of edge and controversy and, you know,
but now the teams
drama.
Get involved to the point where they don't allow much of the stuff that you hear about to be actually heard.
Right.
You
get nothing extra. It's basically just NFL films. And if you watch the show mic'd up, you get the same stuff.
Yeah. So that's why I think it's gone.
It's jumped the shark.
Yeah, exactly.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Do you think there are any golf courses open right now, Bob?
If they are, they're going to be really messy and muddy. So I don't know if you want to play mud balls all day and it affects your swing because there's a splash effect at impact. You don't want that.
Yes, I do.
Go inside. Just practice.
No.
Yes.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 Peters Township, social media's biggest loser. Who is it today? Limits brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. It might be me. You just posted our flag football starting fives on offense for the Olympics. We had Chris Curd, former Pitt football player in here and a flag football ambassador and executive here in Pittsburgh. And my team not getting a lot of love because I picked Martavis Bryant, who I think would be unbelievable.
I almost picked George Pickens. He was going to be one of my other picks.
Good. Noah Lyles I picked, Bob, and also Ellie De La Cruz. My team isn't getting a lot of love on that vote. Who's winning, Bob?
Bob is 87% of the early voting because me, you, and Chris are getting no votes. Bob is getting everything.
Bob picked a hell of a team. He had the first pick, and he made the right pick with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, he did.
And then who'd he pick?
He picked DK Metcalf, Jamar Chase, A-Chain, and Tyreek Hill.
Bob, that's the A-Chain pick is incredible by you.
I've watched him run, and he's so fast. I don't know what it is and how it ranks with other guys, but yeah, man.
I don't think there's a faster running back in the league than A-Chain. Maybe not a faster player.
You know who's a fast runner, and if it came down to it, I was going to pick him, was Chase Brown out of the Bengals.
Yeah.
He's another one, and you got to have some shiftiness in this.
Well, that's what Chris chose, and Chris knows. He chose Kyler Murray, for example, who would be an incredible flag football player.
Yep.
Did you know before he told you, I didn't, that you get penalized if you use a stiff arm or if you slap somebody's arm away from the flag?
When he said you have to have agility to the point where you can't, I said, no stiff arms, none. No, it's a penalty.
And you can't, if somebody reaches for your flag and you push their arm in any way, it's an offensive penalty.
You can't do it. You have to just be elusive enough with your hips to navigate against that.
From what I saw, with this Austrian team that finished second in the world last year. I'm not exaggerating when I said it looked like a men's pickup YMCA basketball team. It would be laughable. And it would just be pitch and catch if you had Burrow and Chase on the U.S. Yeah. team. They would go down the field for a touchdown every time. Your defense with guys like Travis Hunter and Sertan and people like that would stop them every time and get pick sixes. It would be 1,000-0. But he made a good point that once the NFL says our players are available internationally, then you honestly do. Even a guy like Chase Claypool, you can laugh all you want. He's 6'4", would be great at this. Canada could put out a really good team. So you don't know what could happen, Bob.
There are a lot of countries that have guys who are playing in the NFL, too, who could, you know, take those players and put them on your team. It's only five people on each.
That's the thing. So it's like basketball, where one guy could make a gigantic difference. Would you like to hear some of the Canadian players, Bob?
Yes.
You wanted to say no, but you just did that,
I had another question for you.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not about this. It's about something else, but go ahead.
All right. So the Canadian team could have Chase Brown from the Bengals, Chase Claypool, Chuba Hubbard, Josh Palmer from the Chargers, and they even have a quarterback, Nathan Rourke. So who knows how good they could be. I mean, it's a flag football game.
All it takes is somebody who's really good at using the ability to get the ball and then, you know, weave his way through the field without getting – and there are a lot of guys who qualify for that, so should be pretty interesting.
What was your question?
No, my question is, since you brought – I was going to talk about the MVP of the NBA, which was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the pride of Kentucky.
Right.
Wildcats. But and while that's the right pick, I looked at the numbers of Jokic, and I keep pounding that drum too because his numbers are better than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with choosing the best player from the best team.
No, I understand that. But
you easily could have chosen. Yeah, of course. I mean, he wins it every other year.
But his numbers this year are better than his three previous NBA MVPs.
Did you know that Nigeria has over 10 players in the NFL, Bob?
Well, then I'm sure many of them could fit the necessary qualifications for being on flag football.
They could. A lot of them are linemen, though, which doesn't fit those. But there are some guys out there.
Specifically, you need good secondary people and good, wide, you know, talented, skilled people all the way. That's pretty much what it is.
Limits, this was a wonderful day today, and I commend you for everything you've done.
I thought it was great, too.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Gloomy, rainy day, not ideal conditions for anybody to golf, let alone me. High of 57, feels like low 40s. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right, gentlemen, do the Pirates snap their streak of 26 or 27?
26.
It would be 27 tonight.
It would be 27 if it happens.
27 games in a row without scoring more than four runs. Nobody in the history of baseball has accomplished that ignoble feat, if you want to use that word, Bob, and I just did. They've been playing baseball for a while, since the late 1800s, since Ron Cook broke in as a beat writer. That's an amazing stat. Do they get five runs or more tonight?
I would hope so, just so this would, but I think realistically,
the Brewers have a TBD as their starting pitcher.
Well, that's
pitcher.
The only thing that makes me think there could be. I don't know who that TBD is going to be. If it's somebody who's like a bullpen start, I don't know how that works. So based on that, it could very well be. But based on how they've hit, I would say no. I think it's going to be another low-scoring game. I think you'll get a nice performance by Burrows in his first opportunity here. So, yeah, 4-3, 3-2, they'll win, but they won't end the streak.
I think they're going to win 7-2, which will be their first three-game winning streak of the season, if you can believe that. And we'll end this other streak they have. So they'll extend one streak. They'll end another. It'll be a celebratory night. Limits you of 5 seconds.
I do not think that they will score more than four runs. They will win, though, 4-3.
See you tomorrow, buddy. Bye, Bob. Tomorrow.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Bye, Bob.
Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco, taco, taco. Taco to go, taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99. Taco to go.